And good morning, everybody. You are here listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, on 12radio.com on this lovely Monday morning, June 30th at 10:01 a.m. I am moving about the cabin, so to speak. I'm just going from one place to another as I get situated right here for all of you. And I'm trying to pick the best spot so that I'm in a quiet place, which keeps changing because of the outer circumstances. But we're not going to let those circumstances affect us, because there are things we can do. There are things we can do to shift our outer circumstances for the better. I am looking for my phone so that I can get on Facebook. And, oh, there it is. Okay. And call all of you in, as I have, and as I will hopefully continue to. Alrighty. So now that I have you here, what am I going to do with you? I heard someone say that in a TV show a long time ago. I can't remember who it was, but I thought it was cute. Now that you have me, whatever are you going to do with me? I wonder if any of you remember what movie or what show that came from. But anyhow, I want to talk to all of you, and I want you to be able to reach out to me and ask me questions if you have something to say. And if not, you can just listen. But it's always fun to have you guys in the Facebook chat. So, go to your device or your computer and go to 12radio.com, and that will take you to a page with a black background and some choices on the left side of the page. One of them is chat, so just hit that, and that will take you over into our Facebook page, the 12radio group, the private group. Excuse me one sec. So this is where we chat. And if you're not a part of the group just yet, you very easily can be, because we're a very welcoming group. So just join the group. You'll be let in. And then you can scroll down to my banner, Lori the Love Sherpa. You'll see my face. You'll see some pretty colors. And you can join the chat just like Anne. Hey, Anne. Okay, she says she's going to catch me on demand. That's cool, too. And I appreciate your saying hi. Thank you. I hope you have a beautiful day, no matter what you're doing. You sound like a busy lady. And you always remind me that I want to, like, brush up on my French, because I know that you speak French. At least I think that you do something. I mean, your last name is very French. And Tara's here. Hey, Tara. Thanks for the hearts. I'm sending you love, too. I'll just send a little love to everybody listening today, because I think everybody could need it. Everybody could use it. Everybody needs it. And Renee. Hey, Renee. And I love your little gifts. Let's see. Pamela's here. Hey, Pamela. Oh, I have to open that one up. You have a blessed Monday, too. I appreciate that, sweetie. All right. So, let me clear my throat. I think I need a drink of bone broth. Bone broth is what I'm drinking today. That is so good. I drink this bone broth, and it's not chicken tasting or anything weird. Not that chicken's weird, but usually bone broth has kind of a funky taste to it if they don't add spices and herbs to it. It sort of tastes a little bit like bones. It's interesting, but it's not terrible. It's just kind of weird. But the bone broth that I drink comes in these packets, and they make it taste like it's all organic. It's really healthy. There's nothing bad in it. But they make it taste like vanilla or sweet. It's actually really good. It doesn't taste, you would never know it was bone broth. It's called Bone and Brew, and you can get it on Amazon if you are so inclined. But yeah, bone, I think it's Bone N, the letter N, brew. Bone N brew. Excuse me one sec. So that's what I drink. I drink that every morning. I think I had a show a while ago where I told everybody my morning routine of what I drink, because I mostly drink, not alcohol. I actually don't drink alcohol at all. It's very rare lately anyway. Can't even remember the last time I had a glass of wine. But most of the things that I drink in the morning are, you know, healthy drinks and water. And sometimes I'll drink a lemon water. Sometimes I'll do a little Manuka honey with lemon in the water. I don't do that too often, but once in a while. Otherwise, I'll just be like floating away because I already drink so much in the morning. And I do the bone broth. So you take these packets and you just mix it in water. And it's delicious. People drink it instead of coffee sometimes because it has a little bit of natural caffeine, which I am not super fond of. I would actually rather not have the caffeine because I can feel it so strongly. And it's not a lot. I don't even think it's equivalent to a cup of coffee, but maybe it is. I'm not sure. But it's the natural version of caffeine. I can't remember where they get it, but it's a more natural source. But still, you know, it revs you up slightly, and I can definitely feel in my body when it's starting to do that. But I love the idea of bone broth because I think it's really healthy for you. It's, you know, collagen and good for your skin, your bones, your whole body, really. And it's protein. So you get a whole 10 grams of protein in this one drink, which isn't bad for just, you know, I would be drinking water anyway, so I might as well add bone broth to it. Excuse me. Pardon me. But yeah, that's what I'm drinking right now. So hopefully you're having some hydration. It's very important. And I do want to say that the energies have come in very strongly about 15 minutes ago, maybe 20 minutes ago. I think I was just on my way from the bathroom into the kitchen and boom, they hit me. But it's a good thing because when I talk about the energies, I mean the energies of spirit, because that's basically what it is. It's a spiritual energy, and I have found that what is happening is, you know, my body is just being primed to hold more light, more energy. And that's a good thing. And you may not feel it. It's actually happening to everyone. You may not feel it the same way I do. But I also find that when I feel this energy so powerfully in my body, like I am right now, I can so much more easily access messages intuitively. And I love that. And plus, it just feels really good in my body. It's like, it's a really like chill, euphoric feeling, like being high, only better. So that's what's happening right now. And I'm here for it. So it's 1010, people. So that's an angel number. And I love angel numbers. I often see them all day long, like pretty much every day. I just happen to see them, you know. A lot of times it's on my phone, but sometimes it's other places too. So let me go back to the chat. I was listening to Kat's show earlier and I was loving what she was saying. Let me just make sure I'm not missing anybody in the chat. I think we're okay. Let me just refresh. See, this is the thing. You have to refresh, otherwise you don't see. At least I'm doing it on my phone. So I don't actually own a computer. I used to. I used to have a laptop, but I don't remember. I think I want to say I lost it in the divorce, but which probably is what happened because it actually did belong to someone else. So I think I just left it behind, but I probably forgot how to use it by now because I've gotten so used to using my iPad and my phone, which have served me very well. Frankly, I haven't needed a whole big ass computer. So let's see. Okay, yeah, you always have to go back to Facebook and like refresh everything. Otherwise, I miss you guys. I don't want to do that. So, hey, Jean. She says, geez, what a morning. Any helpful words from the guides? Everyone out here is having washing machine issues. Oh, that's interesting. I know there's some significance to that. That's very interesting. Yeah, Ryan says, like literal washing machine issues? Or is that a metaphor for something? I like it as a metaphor. It may steal it. Yes, you would, Ryan. That's really funny. Well, you know, it even if it's literal washing machine, which I think it is, it's definitely a metaphor for maybe cleansing out of your life what it is that no longer serves you and getting rid of the gunk. So that's always good advice, I think. I've been doing some clutter clearing myself. And you can't really tell yet because there's so much of it to be done. But I'm doing it little by little. I'm very proud of myself, actually. So there's a lot to be done. And let's see. Ryan says, follow-up question from last week. How do all of us, men and women, deal with the dark, ongoing, tyrannical aspects of the masculine, both when it's a father figure and when it's the tyrannical aspects of the broader patriarchy? Oh, interesting question, Ryan. I will answer that for you. Yeah, Pamela, it's vanilla bone broth. I know, two words that you've not seen used together. Yeah, for sure. You wouldn't think that bone broth could ever taste like vanilla, but I swear it does. And it's really good, like delicious. It kind of tastes like creme brulee. It actually does. Very interesting. I think they even say it tastes like that because it's true. Excuse me one sec. Okay. All right, Ryan. So that question, yeah, that was a good question. So I want to say that your focus is everything. And of course, we will see. What we focus on is what we attract. And you will see contrast. You will see things that you don't want sometimes, and that's to show you the difference between what you want and what you don't want. So what you do when you see something that you don't want is you don't focus on it, you don't worry about it, you don't obsess about it. You notice it and observe it neutrally, and that's it. You can look at it, look at things lightly as much as possible, because I know you're probably talking about a specific person, and that's harder. It can be. But how to deal with that, yeah, the father figure for sure, and just life and people in the collective. I always say it's an inside job. I've been saying that all week, and I've also been adopting the practice because it works. So whatever you see on the outside, life is just showing you, you know, spirit is just showing you something in you that's unhealed. And I'm not trying to like blame anybody or you specifically for anything that you're dealing with. That's not it. It's a lesson like anything else. We come into this earth school with a curriculum to learn certain lessons. And obviously this is one of yours. So it's best to just not resist it. the best thing you can do is accept it, and not that it's okay, but allow it to be there. That's what I mean by accept it. Just allow it to be there as best you can. And, you know, if you don't like something, turn your focus away from it. Just turn your focus away. Seriously. That's what we have to do in the collective too. The tyrannical aspects of, you know, like you say, the broader patriarchy, if you want to call it that, that's cool too. But yeah, you turn your attention away from what you don't want and you focus on what you do want. That is the best way to handle anything in life. And obviously sometimes we have to take care of things and we have to look at what we don't want, but we don't have to dive in and focus on it. We can just say, okay, this is happening for my greatest and highest good. Obviously there's something I need to learn from this, something I need to heal from this. And I want to also say that sometimes there is a karma involved, and karma is not the way people think. It's not like a punishment. Okay. It's a lesson. And going back to what I was saying about, we came here to learn lessons. So this is obviously a lesson that you are just working through karmically. That's what I mean by karma. So this is a karma that you're working through, a lesson that you're working through. And that's all it is. So really, when you look at it like that, it becomes a lot more neutral. That's the way it feels in my body. If I don't look at this like a personal attack, I can see the humanness, the imperfection, or, you know, overall, ultimately the perfection of what's happening and of this other person or people. I can say, okay, this is actually happening, so I can learn something. Let me learn this lesson. Let me learn it. That's all. It doesn't have to be, it might be a big hairy deal, but it doesn't have to be a big hairy deal. That's what I'm saying. And I know that sounds really weird, but a lot of things I say sound really weird. But they are in fact true. If you allow it to just be, the energy of it shifts and it kind of dissolves, at least to a much less bothersome extent. And that kind of makes you feel better right there, I would think. I know it would work for me, but that's how it works. It's like, the energy can only shift if you allow it to shift. If you're in resistance and you're still pushing against something that's bothering you, it's going to push back. And that includes people, because that's human nature. And when people get pushed, they tend to push back. So even if you're not actively pushing the person, the energy of resistance inside of you is not serving you if you want to learn this lesson. And that is basically what I have to say about that. But yeah, thank you for asking that. That I like that there's that aspect that you had me dive into. So I appreciate that, Ryan. Thank you. Great questions. Keep them coming. I'm going to refresh the chat and just see. All right. Yeah, you got to go through the rigmarole each time. Okay. Gene, with your washing machine issues, I really do feel this is, like I said before, it's true. It's just a metaphor. I mean, it's literal, but it's a metaphor at the same time. Yeah, you guys are holding on to a lot of like dirt. We don't need dirt. We have to clean the dirt out of our life. So just give that some food for thought, and just, you know, cleanse and clear is what's coming. Allow yourself to let things flow. Yeah, that feels better. If you just are in a state of allowing, and even with the washing machine, okay. If the washing machine isn't working, you figure it out. You go use somebody else's washing machine, or you go to the laundromat, you call the repair person, maintenance, if you're in an apartment, and they'll fix it for you. And it's really simple, right? Maybe there's a reason why you're not supposed to do your laundry. Maybe, I don't know, maybe there's a broken pipe somewhere and it would have flooded your apartment. God forbid. You just never know, like, why you're getting handed these delays and these, one second. Yeah, you don't know why you're being handed these delays and these, oops, sorry, guys. Somebody is calling me who shouldn't be. We get handed delays and we get slowed down sometimes to keep us from getting into trouble. I really know that. And this can happen in many areas of our lives, all of them. But there's a reason. There's a reason for it. And always know, like, I'm really starting to root this into my body and really, like, know it in my body, not just in my head. But there's a reason everything happens to you, and it's always for your highest good. So do your best to not reject or resist something that appears very negative, because it might just be the pathway to getting what you asked for, and you might just not see it yet. It's a big idea, but I feel it's profound and profoundly true, because I can't see what spirit sees, you know, all the way through. I can see some of what spirit sees, thankfully, because we are spirit in human bodies. But something could be happening, and I'm not supposed to know why yet. Okay. I don't have to know why. I just have to not resist it. I have to do what I can to perhaps correct the situation if it needs to be corrected. But in that, I'm working for a desire or a goal. I'm working for something to get something positive out of the situation. I'm not pushing against it and, you know, trying to just fight against it and not allow it, because that's just the energy of resistance, and that's not where you want to go. So that's my long way of saying, do not push against, Jean. And I hope the washing machine stuff is resolved very soon. I'm sure it will be. Okay. So I was listening to Kat before me in her first half hour. She says she was on a rant. It wasn't a rant. It was actually a lot of really good information. And I was grateful for it. I thought it was great. So she was talking about money and receiving. And that's like one of my favorite topics. So, of course, I'm a Capricorn. How could it not be, right? It's really funny because people really look at Capricorns like sometimes like we're very materialistic. And we are and we aren't. It's more about comfort for me, anyway, for this Capricorn. I don't worship money. I love what money can do for us. It can make us so much more comfortable. It can help other people. I mean, you have freedom. When you have money, you have freedom, right? You could go anywhere. You can do anything. So that's my thing with money. I like that ability to, you know, if I decide I want to take a trip across the country, I can do that, you know, and I don't have to worry about the money. So not that I'm doing that anytime soon that I know of, but you never know. I got to make it back to New York one of these days. And I do want to go to Florida too. I want to go visit Kat, actually. I've been threatening her that I'm going to like show up at her doorstep one of these days. But I'm sure she didn't think that it was a threat, and it wasn't. But like, I've never hugged the woman, and yet I love her. But it'll happen. So, but yeah, that's why a lot of Capricorns, if they're well aspected, that's why they have like money on the brain, because it Capricorn and money are like synonymous with each other. And most Capricorns are very good, if they're well aspected, at bringing in money. Thank God. And, you know, I will say that there have been times in my life where I was in a waiting period for that money. And that was stressful. But we won't go there right now because we're not focusing on that. We are focusing on the abundance that we all want to have. And that is within us. So that's why I say whenever you have any kind of issue, the first place to go is inside of you. Because that's where the magic happens, and that's where you can create. You can't create outside of you. You can't. I mean, you can. You can effort, and you can force, and you can make things happen. But that's not really fun, and it doesn't feel very good. So I prefer to go inside. You know, I like to get into this euphoric meditative state. And you can get into this meditative state by meditating. It's very simple. Anybody can do that. Even if you don't feel this particular energy that I'm talking about, that's okay. It isn't necessary, but definitely it's helpful, and I'm grateful for it. But if you are unlike that, and that's okay, you can still meditate your way into feeling pretty damn good and very peaceful. So I especially like transcendental meditation, but there are many other types. I love the Dr. Joe Dispenza's Go Love 20 meditation. It's 15 minutes long, and you will be crying by the end of it if you do it right. And it will just blast your heart open. I actually really love that one a lot. It's called Go Love 20, and it's on YouTube. So just look it up. And it's Dr. Joe Dispenza, who I'm sure many of you have heard of. He's amazing. Someone I know recently did his week-long program. I haven't had a chance to speak with them, but God, I really want to know how it went. I'm sure it was amazing. I don't know when I'm going to hear about it, but I'm very excited that this person finally managed to go. I'm very happy because I know it was a good thing. I have heard a lot of good things about his programs. So the week long it's an intensive, and you go and you stay there. And of course, but anyway, that remains to, once I hear about that, I'll tell all of you guys about it. Cause I like, sharing, you know, experiences that we all have. If we all have something that can help everyone else, I like to share that. So I liked what Kat was saying a lot, because she was talking about giving and receiving, which I was talking about last week, I believe. And, you know, it's part of the masculine feminine energy dynamic. It's a masculine energy to give, to put forth, to move forward. It's a feminine energy to receive, to allow, lean back, to be receptive. And I know Kat was saying that, and I know this is true, a lot of people feel bad when they feel like they're receiving something, like they feel bad when they receive, which, and I'm saying that incredulously, because to me it is, just the way I'm wired. I am a good receiver for the most part, a really good one. And I know it's important to be a good receiver because the giver feels so much better if you're a good receiver. I mean, if you can't receive, why would you be given anything if you can't receive it well? I never say no. I mean, it's very rare that I'll say no to a gift, because when you receive, when you allow someone to give to you, or when you allow yourself to receive anything, you know, anything anywhere, you're telling the universe, I'm grateful for this. Thank you for blessing me. I'll gladly take more, please. And there's no reason to feel guilty or bad about that. That's a self-worth issue. If you feel guilty or bad about receiving good things, you know, money, gifts, whatever, abundance of any kind, if you feel bad, that's something that you want to look at, because that is a self-worth issue. And almost everybody has some sort of self-worth issue. It's not like a rare thing in some regard. We have this issue in some regard in some area of our life, because we're human. But if you can't receive well, it's important to go inside and ask, where am I not giving myself what I need? Where am I not allowing myself to receive what would help me? And you'll see, you'll probably get some interesting answers if you just ask the universe that. Just as a, you know, a neutral question. And you'll probably eventually, if you sit in if you're focused and you're asking spirit a question, spirit is going to answer you, or your angels, or your guides, whoever you want to speak to, God, universe, whatever word you use. It's all the same energy, and different aspects of it. Pardon me. So if you ask a question, spirit's going to answer you, and you're going to get answers. So you can also, you know, take a look, say, why, what is it? What did I experience in my probably childhood that makes me feel unworthy of receiving good things? Because I really feel like it's unfortunate, because we're here as God consciousness to be expansive and to really shine that light and fully receive it. Why would you say no to that? And everything you receive is part of that. That's the universe showing you that you're worthy. Everything you've ever received in life is showing you that you're worthy to receive. And if you haven't received a lot, it doesn't mean you're not worthy. It just means you haven't built up your havingness level, which Mama Gina coined that phrase, I think. We all have this preset level at which we feel comfortable receiving. And if we go above it, we tend to get really uncomfortable. So what we want to do is we want that level to rise so that we can receive more comfortably, because the higher it is, the more you can receive. And it's not about being greedy. That's not what I'm saying. You are entitled to miracles. Like it says in A Course in Miracles, you are entitled to miracles, abundance, and not just out of the ordinary miracles. I'm talking like good things every day miracles. You're entitled to abundance. You didn't come here to suffer. I mean, some of your karma or your lessons that you came here to learn might be about suffering. So, okay. So learn those lessons. And accept the abundance also, because once you learn the lesson, it's not there anymore. You've learned it and you can move on. But there's abundance always, even when we're suffering in some way, there's always something to be grateful for. So you're having abundance no matter what, some kind of abundance. So whatever's there, just be grateful for that. You know, even if it's something small, like anything really, you know, maybe you're struggling, but you have this sweet little cat, right? That's a lot to be grateful for. She keeps you company. She's really soft and snuggly. And she's just another little spirit that shares your life, even though you might be struggling in another area. It's just like, you know, you got to focus on what you have, not what you don't have. So I really loved everything Kat was saying. And it's so important for us to realize that it's so important to give, but it's also really important to receive, because what you're doing is you're always doing both. You're never just doing one. It's never one-sided, ever. Because either you're giving to someone because it feels good to give, and they're receiving well, they're receiving well gives you more pleasure. Or you're the one receiving a gift, which is very pleasurable usually, if it's something you want, especially. So you enjoy whatever is being given to you, and you're giving the giver the pleasure of seeing you receive well. You know, it's just all like a big circle. Every energy is that way. Energy doesn't just, you know, start and end. It's not a straight line. Energy is fluid, and it all works itself around. So be a good giver, and I know most of you are. Be a good giver, and also be a good receiver. Receive the pleasure that you get when somebody enjoys your gift, and receive the pleasure that you get when you receive a gift. Right? Simple, easy peasy. And know that you are worth. You wouldn't be in a human body if you weren't worthy of being here. All right? Because as far as I know, there are there are spirits waiting to come into human bodies who are chomping at the bit just to get into this earth school and, you know, try it out and see what it's like. They're very excited about it. When they get here, they might change their mind. No, I'm just kidding. But really, I mean, it's like they're lining up in the heavens just to come to Earth sometimes. And we're the lucky ones that got here. How about that? How do we get so lucky? Well, because we're worthy. Spirit was like, you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you, and you. You get to go. Because we really, really like you. And I mean, if that doesn't make you feel worthy, like, okay, God picked me to have this experience. And like, I feel pretty blessed by that, because not everybody gets to be in a human body. Not everybody wants to be. Some spirits don't want to be, and that's okay too. But the ones who want to be, I guess there are a lot of us, because there are a lot of us here. So if you are here, darn it, you are worthy. And I don't want you to ever doubt that. So the better receiver you are, the more you're going to receive all the good stuff. One tool I really like for receiving and helping you expand your havingness level is an ideal scene. And this is one of the tools I learned in spiritual psychology, my University of Santa Monica classes. It's very simple. You basically take a sheet of paper and a pencil or a pen or some colored pencils if you want to get creative. And you just make it what looks like the spokes of a wheel. And you can make as many or as few as you like, but each one of those spokes represents an area of your life, like money, love, home, work, relationships, you know, all the facets of your life. and you write out exactly, and you could take a separate sheet of paper for each spoke if you want. Some people do that because there's a lot on each page for each spoke. In each area of your life, you know, there, you might want a lot of things, and that's fine. You want it to be detailed, and you want to write it out just the way you would like to see it, as if it were your ideal scene. So you might write something out like, I want to live in a quiet, peaceful, safe area in a very lovely small home with 3 bedrooms, 3 bathrooms, lots of light, high ceilings, beautiful surroundings, lovely energy. And this is just the home section. I would like the, you know, you could even describe each room if you want. I would like the bedroom to be decorated in such and such colors of, you know, warm, deep reds. I would like the living room to be cool blue and have a high vaulted ceiling so I can put my pole right in the middle of it when I move some stuff around. You know, I'm riffing because this is what I want. So I just laid out my desire for a home to you guys. And yeah. Okay, Spirit, take it away. deliver it. So that's how it's done. You basically write that all out for each area of your life and get real detailed about it. And I can tell you this works. I'm going to do this. I did it when I was in school. Because, you know, of course, it was our assignment, but I'm going to do it again. I'm working on getting my shit together to do this. And, but in Mama Gina's School of Womanly Arts, which was another program that I attended a few years ago, she teaches to write a desire list, which is very similar. It's not as maybe as quite as detailed as an ideal scene, but it can be. And I kid you not, I have written desire lists that had like 10 things on them. And I found one a few weeks ago. And it was actually in my phone. I had just written it in my phone, and I came across it in my notes. And 9 of those 10 things have manifested. That was pretty impressive. I was like, wow, I really have all these things. And it wasn't just concrete things. It was, you know, concepts and ideas and different trips and a lot of different themes, but because it was different areas of my life. Yeah, it was wild. I wish I could find it. I would probably read it to you. And it was great. I loved reading that because then you see how powerful you are. You see how powerful Spirit is working through you. And it becomes very, very real because you know that if you did it once, you can do it again. So that I'm grateful to Kat for like bringing this topic up on her show, because I knew that I wanted to dive into it even more. And she dived into it really well. It was like a half hour of her talking about it. And I ate it up. I loved it. So if any of you haven't heard the first half hour of Kat's show just before mine, Psychic Kat, go listen to it on demand. You'll be glad. There's also the idea that if you really want to manifest something, you give away to someone else what it is that you want to receive. So if you want love, you give love to other people in whatever form that looks like for you. You know, it could look a lot of different ways. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to like fall in love literally with every person you meet, but you could fall in love with every soul in every person that you meet, because that soul is love and your soul is love. So you can look for in the human part, you can look for something good about everybody and really appreciate that, right? And just give that appreciation if you, and that love, if love is something you want, you give love to receive love. And that's not to say you can't give something without receiving it, but if you give it, you're going to receive it because that's just how the energy works. But you give without attachment. You give without expectation of something in return. But know that it does come back. It really does. You won't expect anything. You're just giving because it feels good. But it does come back. It does in one way, shape, or form. It will always come back. And if you want money, you give money. You don't have to give a lot of money to receive a lot of money. You give what you can. You know, if you see a little kid, give him a dollar. You know what I mean? Just for fun. I mean, why not? So anyway, giving what you want to receive is a powerful tool, and it does work. Anything you ever give is always going to come back to you in some form. Maybe not from the person you gave it to. Excuse me. But from another way or another person. It always will. It always does. And I wrote some notes. That's why I'm reading. And the more gratitude you have for everything you've already got, that's going to bring you more. You know, like I was saying before, it's gratitude is one of the best tools ever. Really is. Gratitude and non-resistance, non-attachment. If you can become so neutral, your life will change. Mine has shifted in the last couple weeks. I always feel like I say that a lot because it does. I feel like my life is shifting, like from moment to moment, week to week, day to day, you know? It really is. I had a huge shift during a conference that I was attending virtually a few days ago. There was a lot of really just lovely, high vibing energy in that conference because, you know, all the people were, a lot of them were from my school, USM, the University of Santa Monica. Some of them were affiliated. So everybody kind of was on the same wavelength. And I could feel my energy have a shift to a higher vibration. I actually physically felt it. And it was also kind of I physically felt it as, God, it's hard to describe. It's so hard to, I probably can't even describe it because it was just such a beautiful shift. But I felt my energy rise in some interesting way. And I could just, I almost like I could see it on a screen as it went from the foundation past, like up through, like envision up through the earth. Like say there's the sidewalk, envision something coming up through the sidewalk. You know how sometimes plants grow through the cracks? Well, this was, my energy shifting was like up through a barrier. It was very interesting. It was like I was under the barrier and all of a sudden my energy rose up, went through the barrier and went up above the barrier, much higher, like maybe four times higher than I was feeling it. So that was pretty cool. It's hard to describe, you know, in tangible terms, but I think you guys feel it. I can feel it. It just feels, I feel the effects of it have been that I have been able to be so much more neutral and allowing. And this is like a big lesson for me in this life. And I feel it's what one of the things I really came to learn as well as to teach. So I think that I'm going to go back and check the chat because I feel like that's kind of what Spirit wanted me to say today. And I hope that was helpful for you. I know that you're all going to be sticking around because Serena is coming up. You know what's weird? As I was saying your name, Serena, she's my wonderful producer, I was seeing it spelled differently, which is why I stumbled. It's so weird. But yeah, Serena's coming up with her show right after mine. And then we have the Fresh 55. So stick around for their shows. And I'm going to go back and check the Facebook chat. I'm so happy that all of you have been here with me today. And as I said, I really do appreciate the great questions. Make sure I have all of you. Yeah. Jean and Ryan, I appreciate your questions. Okay, Ryan says about what I was saying about the masculine aspect, the tyrannical aspect. He says, I agree. I choose to approach the ongoing situation with my father from a standpoint of neutrality, which you're very good at, Ryan. You actually are. I processed a lot of the emotions that come up when I even think of him, which is actually much of the work from what I'm feeling. I received feedback from another reader that he and I had a soul contract, but I no longer need that aspect of our relationship. Oh, 100%. 100%. That's definitely part of the karma that you're working through with your dad. That's what I was talking about. So yeah, soul contract is just another word for your karma, basically, and the lesson that you chose to learn. Pamela, she goes, I love receiving money. It solves a lot of issues and it's great to share. Amen. Amen. And may you all receive some beautiful abundance of money and many other things this week. Maybe today. Hey, you never know, right? Money is great because money is the energy of appreciation. So when you pay your rent, give it gladly. Appreciate the roof over your head. That's what I do. You know, don't begrudge paying somebody for something that you actually really need and is very useful to you. And that without it, you would not be in as good shape. So always be happy to provide for someone else. Especially, you know, I mean, for no reason, you could just be giving a gift, but especially if you're receiving something wonderful in return, because even if you don't expect anything in return, you're always going to receive it anyway. That's just the way it works. So I'm going to make way for Serena. Like I said, I'm saying your name a lot this week, Serena, because I forgot to say it last week, but no, she's a love. And do stay tuned. So yeah, I guess that's all for this week. I want to invite you back next week where I will be again. And I'll just tell you that I love you all very much. And I'm appreciative of your presence. So appreciative, more than you could ever know, really. And I am grateful for all of my blessings and all of the beautiful people in my life, you know, who support me, who love me, who are great givers and great receivers. And I'm just feeling all of you today, and I just want you to feel blessed because you are. You are. You've been listening to me, Lori the Love Sherpa, right here on 12radio.com, where we are changing the way you listen to the world. Bye, everybody.